यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः कामसंकल्पवर्जिताः यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः कामसंकल्पवर्जिताः यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः कामसंकल्पवर्जिताः ज्ञानाग्निदग्धकर्माणं तमाहुः पंडितं बुधाः यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः कामसंकल्पवर्जिताः यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः कामसंकल्पवर्जिताः ज्ञानाग्निदग्धकर्माणं तमाहुः पंडितं बुधाः यस्य सर्वे समारंभाः कामसंकल्पवर्जिताः ज्ञानाग्निदग्धकर्माणं तमाहुः पंडितं बुधाः तो कृष्णा नाउ इज टॉकिंग अबाउट अ वाइज पर्सन अज्ञानी एंड हु इज अज्ञानी हियर यः कर्मणि अकर्म पश्यति अकर्मणि च कर्म पश्यति यः बुद्धि यः मनुष्येषु बुद्धिमान् यः कृत्स्नकर्म कृत् दैट पर्सन इज व्हाट अ वाइज पर्सन अज्ञानी अ वाइज पर्सन अज्ञानी मीन व्हाट वन हु नोस द सेल्फ एंड कृष्णा सेड द वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ द वर्स इजंट इट हु इज वाइज हियर The one who knows the self is the wise. One who knows the self means one who knows the truth of the whole as the truth of one's own self. Whenever I say one who knows the self means one who has arrived at the truth of the whole obtaining as one's own truth. And thereby sees oneself from the standpoint of the truth and thereby sees oneself One's real nature being actionlessness. One's real nature, oneself being free from the performance of actions, free from enjoyment of wills of actions, free from pairs of opposites. One seeing the self being the truth of everything, at the same time being free from everything. And such a person is Jivan Mukta, a wise person. Okay. See, when you say, I want to tell you, when you say, Atma is not the doer of anything, Atma is the performer, Atma is the enjoyer, what does it mean? Without the Atma, no action, no thinking, no seeing, no hearing, no function, no breathing, nothing is possible. But Atma is not involved in anything. Atma is the truth of everything. Therefore, we have to say what? The standpoint of the everything, we have to say the doer of everything is Atma, the enjoyer of everything is Atma. But Atma is free from everything. The standpoint of Atma, you have to say Atma is not the doer, not the enjoyer. The standpoint of the world, you have to say the doer, the hearer, the seer, everything is Atma. When you say Atma, you say what? The Ishvara. When you say the doer is Atma, you mean you look at the Atma from the standpoint of the world as the one in whom the whole world enjoys existence. Therefore, the one in whom, from whom the world comes into existence, the one in whom the whole world resolves. Therefore, and we look at the Atma as you give Ishvara status to the Atma, and then you say, The performer, the doer, the enjoyer, everything is Ishvara. isn't it? There's no I doing it. You already resolved in I with what? In Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, now you can say what? Everything is Ishvara here. Just we have put it differently. Anyway, see, the very important thing is the whole why Shastra is teaching is because the problem is centered on I, the common human fundamental problem in terms of I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I suffer, I have to go through Punya Papa, I had to be born again to exhaust. I am suffering, I go through pain and pain. I have karma, I my karma, I suffer. What does it mean? I suffer, I go through Punya Papa, I have Punya Papa, I go through pairs of opposites, I did the karma, I am enjoying it. What does it mean? It's all centered on I. Now we are interested in our freedom. And the Shastra says what? You need not do anything. You just, the whole bondage that is because of the wrong notion you have about yourself. The bondage is notional. You think you are the doer, you think you are the enjoyer, you think you perform, you think you go through Punya Papa, you think you have karma, you have to suffer, you have pairs of opposites. It's all you think, it's all your thinking, because you think you are the doer. Why? Because you do not even know what you are, and you do not know that you do not know what you are, and you think you mistake your body in a abode of enjoyment for yourself. You mistake the instruments of enjoyment, your sense organs for yourself. You mistake the mind for yourself. You identify yourself with everything. I is identified with everything. Therefore, what happens? And you entertain wrong notions about yourself. And the whole problem is what? Because of the wrong notions. So what you need is the knowledge. Okay? Therefore, it is not simply to say, I am not the doer. Not to say that. Really speaking, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma doesn't do anything. But without the Atma, no action is possible. No existence itself is not possible. That's the question of doing something. So here, the problem is we have to sort out the fundamental problem of smallness and enjoy, the doership and enjoyership centered on I. Therefore, to sort one, how can you become free from bondage of karma? How can you become a sannyasi or sannyasi? Renunciation of actions through knowledge, which is real sannyasa, is real the renunciation of actions is by seeing the fact of self being free from doership and enjoyership. So there's no way of freeing yourself from bondage of karma, bondage of sanchita agami, punya papas. No way of freeing yourself from even the parabdha while exhausting to be objective. No way unless you resolve the wrong notion you have about yourself in terms of I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. But strong notions. The bondage is because of these notions. Actually you are free. No karma can come near you. No result can come near you. No punyam can come near you. You are absolutely unafflicted. Nothing can afflict you because you're off the nature of actionlessness. You are the very truth of everything. What harm can the wave do to the water? What harm can the wave's movement do to the water? Nothing. No karma, no karma phalam is can affect the Atma. Very substratum, very existence of action and the enjoyment of action, results of actions, and the performance of actions, everything. Atma is ever free. And Atma here is what? Abstract, subtlest, all pervasive reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, thereby implied by the term jnanam. That is Atma. Pure consciousness is implicated in Atma. Pure knowledge is implicated in Atma. and which is the which you arrive at it as the very truth of I. That is your swarupam, that is your real nature. Therefore, where is bondage for you? Where is punya papam for you? Where do you have, how can you say that you are the doer? You say you're the doer because you identify yourself. I identify with the body, therefore you think you're the doer. Because you're involved, you identify yourself with the mind, you think you're an enjoyer. It's all because of identity with the anatma, body, mind, and complex. Therefore, only in jnanam, only in seeing what you are essentially, without undoing, without giving up actions. So giving up actions will not make you an actionless person. We saw already in the third chapter, na karmana anaram bhavat naishkaryam na purushoshnate. Man, one cannot become a person of actionlessness simply by giving up activities. One has to take ownership of actionlessness being one's own real nature, but discovering one's real self being Atma. So that is the thing. So it's jnanam. All you need is jnanam in clear vision of yourself being Atma, real nature of actionlessness. You immediately you become a god without exhausting any punya papam. All your punya papam, sanjita agami, everything goes. Your parabdha, even you become objectively exhaust parabdha also. Without being afflicted by parabdha, you exhaust the parabdha. Like how you watch a television serial, you watch, you see the hero crying and heroine crying, and then they're done. You watch, you are unaffected. When you see somebody is crying, the hero, the heroine, you don't cry because you are affected. So when you become objective towards your own body, mind, complex, you become objective towards your own parabdha, you don't take ownership. You don't take it as yours. You don't superimpose. Therefore, even you're unafflicted, you're exhausting your parabdha also. So you're free from sanchita agami and parabdha. That's called freedom from bondage of karma. It's purely knowledge. So purely knowledge here. So here, this is the svacha person is what? Buddha. Buddha means wise person. And pandita also means wise person. So Buddha. Panditam ahuhu. The wise people call this person wise. If an ignorant person comes and calls you wise, what is the use? Who should call you wise? Ignorant or the wise? Wise should consider one wise, isn't it? If an ignorant person considers you wise, so what? Therefore, here Buddha tam panditam ahu. A wise people call this person wise, not ignorant people. So people who have the vision of the Atma, and thereby who understand the nature of the Atma being actionlessness and Atma being free, Atma being free from doership and enjoyership. And such people alone understand the depth of another person, otherwise person, and they call him Buddha. Isn't it? The men of vision can understand the other man of vision. So, panditam ahuhu. Buddha panditam ahuhu. So, wise people call this person wise. Who is wise? Krishna says very clearly, jnana agni dagdha karmanam. This wise person is jnana agni dagdha karma. Jnana agni dagdha karma. Karma. Jnana agni dagdha karma means what? The one whose doership and enjoyership, whose punya papams, whose sanchita karma, whose agami karma, all the karmas have been completely burnt and reduced to ashes by the fire of knowledge. Jnana agni dagdha karmanaha. Jnana agni dagdha karmanaha. Karmanam. Jnana agni dagdha karmanam. Jnanagni dagdha karmanaha means the one whose sanchita karma, agami karma, doership and jashya, all everything has been resolved. All the wrong notions about the self has been resolved. They have been resolved. How the person whose wrong notion about the self have been resolved for good. The wrong notion of self will never come back again. All the wrong notions about the self in terms of I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. has been resolved for good. Oh, how do you resolve his wrong notions about the self? Because he is free from all punya papams. How? Because has discovered the self being Atma. And because of his knowledge, because of the clear vision of self being Atma, now he has taken ownership of the freedom from doership and enjoyership. You will see the, and he's discovered the fact of self being free from all sanchita agami karmas. So what, how did he burn all his sanchita karma? Shastram says, you don't need to any kshaya, vasana kshaya. How did he? My God, all of us have big bundles of sanchita karma. Because from timeless, we don't know which was the first birth. We don't know how many births have already gone. We don't know how much sanchitam we have. Only thing what we know, we are born now, we're going to some punya papa, and the shastram says we are exhausting a small bit of sanchitam, small little of sanchitam, you know, which is ready now. Exhausting in the form of asparadha. We don't know how much we have. We don't know how much we're accumulating again and exhausting the paradha. Today I really accumulate a lot of papam, you know. I kill a lot of mosquitoes. In India, I couldn't help. Okay. So, lot of, you know, the agami. Therefore, what did he do? There's no way of exhausting sanchita managami. No way of exhausting sanchita managami. Every time you exhaust again, agami will always be there. So sanchita agami can be resolved only through knowledge. By seeing the fact of one's own self being free from doership and enjoyership. That's why he got all his punya papa, sanchita agami, everything he got destroyed, burnt for good. How? Jnana agnihi. He got them burnt with fire of knowledge. Jnana agni, jnanameva agnihi. The fire which has burnt his punya papas, his girl burnt his wrong notions, burnt his all his sanchita agami, etc. They relieved him of this bondage of karma. What is that fire? It is the fire of knowledge of the self being Atma. So Jnana Agni Dagdha. I want to tell you here, Jnanameva Agni, there is no real fire here. What is the fire? Jnana, knowledge is the fire. And his knowledge fire has burnt all his Ajita Agami karmas. So he is free from bondage of karma. It means no more, nothing is in his account. Without paying a penny back to the bank, taking all the loans from the bank, this person doesn't need to pay. But really speaking, you have not taken the loans also. You think I have taken the loans without taking any loan from the bank. Not like Indian, some people like Nirav Modi and all. Really taking a lot of money from the bank. They say no, okay? Without taking any money from the bank, you think you have taken the money from the bank. And you also think you have to pay back the debts. It's all a notion. Similarly here, you have not done any karma, first of all. Therefore, you have you're not enjoying also. Therefore, this doership and enjoyership also purely notions. I am the doer is a notion. I am the enjoyer is a notion. It is because of these notions you have Sanchitam, you have Agami. Huge bundle of Sanchitam and huge bundle of Agami we have. And now you can just, this person becomes free. And all the huge, huge bundles of Sanchitam and Agami, all of them got burnt. For just disappeared. How? Because they have been burnt by the fire of knowledge. And what is the knowledge? Knowledge of the self being Atma, which is of the nature of actionlessness. The Dagdha is a past passive participle of the root Dah. Now I have to tell you because Sanskrit. So Dahati means burns. Dah is the root. Dahati burns. You have learned simple present tense verbs now. We have not yet gone to other parts of speech. But here Dagdha is the past passive participle. Burnt. So Jnana Agni Dagdha. Jnana Agni Na Dagdha Karmani Yasya. The one whose actions, whose punya papams, whose anchita agami karmas have been burnt for good by the fire of knowledge. He's called Jnanagni Dagdha Karmanaha. And the person whose Sanchita Agami karmas have been resolved by his knowledge, and such a person alone, the wise people call such a person is called wise by other wise people. Buddhaha tam panditam ahu buddhaha. Wise people call that person who has got all his agami karmas burned by a fire of knowledge as wise person. Jnana agni dadda karmanam. Objective case. Tam panditam ahu buddhaha. Or buddhaha. Buddhaha, wise people over here. Buddhaha tam jnana agni dagdha karmanam panditam ahuhu. And who is this person? Krishna gives one more sentence. The first line. Yasya sarve samarambhaha kama sankalpa varjitaha. See, when whoever performs any action, definitely we perform, as an ignorant person, when you perform action, definitely we perform to fulfill our desires, to fulfill our needs. Which means, depending upon the action and the performance of action and the results of actions, for our happiness, for our security alone, we perform. But the wise person, he performs. Why does he perform action or not? Please remember, wise person also has to perform actions, does perform actions, should perform actions, as long as he's endowed with the body, mind, and corpus. Okay? As long as he's breathing, as long as he is alive in this world, even a wise person also should perform actions. Because this body has to be maintained, isn't it? So action is inevitable. But how does he perform? When he performs actions, the difference is there. See, the person who is still performing for vision are not knowing not knowing the purpose of living this life and having artha kamas as the goals that people are living is their lives, performing actions. And with the purusharth nischaya and to attain jnanam and to become mentally pure and steady, people perform actions. But wise person also performs actions. How does he perform? You know, without being is absolutely without being attached to the karma or the results of actions. A karma yogi performs, but a wise person, at least karma yogi performs some desires they want for mental purity. He needs mental purity. For jnanam he performs. For mental purity he performs. But a jnani doesn't need even jnanam. He already has jnanam. Doesn't need to become mentally pure. He's absolutely pure minded. The wise person is a person of absolute purity, where he's got all his emotions resolved for good. And he is still now he's doing happily, he performs actions. He is performing actions for happiness. Happily he performs. Why? Because reveling in the vision of fullness, remaining steadfast in the vision of happiness, and this person performs actions. But still, his actions are completely not dictated by his likes and dislikes and not desires. He is doing for the sake of doing. And there's no, he's not for his person likes and dislikes, no whims and fancies. Kama sankalpa varjitaha yasya sarve samarambaha. All his actions, all his endeavors, the wise person, whatever he is associated with, whatever he does, sarve samarambaha. Sarve samarambaha means what? All his actions. Yasya. Whose all the actions. Kama sankalpa varjitaha, whose actions are absolutely free from, devoid of desires and likes and dislikes. Desires or any cravings. So kama stands for likes and dislikes. Sankalpa, someone can say, the fancies. Therefore, the person says sarve samarambaha, whose all actions are devoid of desires and specific prayers. Why no desires for him? You know, actions are impelled by desires only. Any action is impelled by desire. In fact, the immediate cause of the action is desire only. But when Jnani performs, his actions are devoid of disease, devoid of strong, specific thoughts, specific sankalpas, ends. Why? Because he doesn't, Jnani need not perform actions for happiness. You can, when a person performs actions for his happiness, for his moksha, for antakarna shuddhi, for antakarna ischalyam, or for his arthakamas, or to fulfill his desires, then they are kama, not kama varjitaha. Whereas a wise person, he is already having discovered fullness as his own sarupa, he performs that free from kama sankalpa varjitaha. Varjita means devoid of, free from, varjita. Varjita is again past passive participle, devoid of, free from, without, kama varjitam. Sugar varjitam, coffee pibami. Salt varjitam, food khadami. So varjita means what? Without, devoid of, free from. Anyway, so this wise people call this person wise. Buddhaha panditam ahu. Who all those actions, who all his agami sanchita karmas, all the karmas have been simultaneously together got resolved. Burnt by fire of knowledge. And he does perform actions. But how does he perform? Kama sankalpa varjitaha. Not for the fulfillment of desires. Not impelled by any specific, accompanying specific ends. You know, not by his own personal fancies. No. This person, yes, sarve samarambaha, kama sankalpa varjitaha. Because this person does for the sake of doing, not for happiness, not for moksha, not for antakarna shuddhi. Therefore, such a person is said to be, he is a jnana karma sannyasi. Okay? He is real sannyasi. Why? He performs actions, but without the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Therefore, there is no more doership on his part. He is a jnana karma sannyasi. Yasya sarve samarambhaha kama sankalpa varjitaha jnana gnidagdha karmanam tamahuf panditam buddhaha. I have an answer. Without the Atma, the body would not be able to do any action. But the fruits of those actions are not adequate. No. Definitely without the Atma, body cannot even exist. Is it? Nothing can exist in the world. No object of knowledge can enjoy the status of being existent without the blessing of Atma. Blessing of Atma. But, you know, action also is not possible without the Atma. So in the mere presence of Atma, all the forms exist, all the names exist, all the functions exist, all the actions exist, all the result experiences exist, everything enjoys existence in the presence of the Atma. Because of the presence of the Atma. But Atma is free from everything. So when you say anything comes, we look, because there's no individual body, there's no individual mind, there's no individual sense organs, individual power, individual, anything individual you say is only in ignorance. You have to see the inseparability and the dependence of the vyashti in samashti, isn't it? The vyashti, the individual, is inseparable from samashti, the total. And definitely, the individual survives because of the samashti. The vyashti survives because of samashti. Therefore, samashti is not dependent on vyashti, but the vyashti is dependent on samashti. Therefore, anything on the part of vyashti, either action or enjoyment, performance of action or enjoyment of result of actions, anything is possible, survival itself is possible because of the samashti only. So the samashti, when you look at the inseparability of vyashti from the samashti, you see this, include the vyashti into samashti, then see the whole as manifestation of only truth, they look at it as Ishvara, the Lord. Then you have to say what? Who does everything? Ishvara does everything. Okay, we say Ishvara does everything. Is Ishvara the doer? No. Ishvara is not the doer. Then who does everything? Ishvara. Ishvara is not the doer, but there's no doer other than Ishvara. Ishvara is not the enjoyer, but there's no enjoyer other than Ishvara. Ishvara is not anything, but all that is here is Ishvara only. Bhagavan only. Okay, for where? See, you, when I itself, you, when you have to see the fact of the I being not real. When you say not real, what does it mean? You are not real means you have to say I am Atma. Then you are absolute reality. If I identified with Atma, you are absolute reality. You look at I as an individual. Body, mind is complex. A limited individual. Then you are not there. Okay. So, your understanding, isn't it? You have to see yourself in the bigger picture. Therefore, the whole problem is the bondage is nothing but bondage of karma. And bondage of karma is because of the notions you have about yourself as doer. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. And therefore, to free yourself from bondage of actions, karma, is see the fact of yourself being free from doership and enjoyership. So Krishna says, what are the main, see, even though you understand the Atma in terms of its nature of different natures, and here especially you have to see the actionlessness, motionlessness, changelessness, being the very swarupam of the abstract reality, the consciousness implied by the term Atma. And you have to see that Atma being the very self, consciousness being the innermost essence, the truth of I, the truth of all the mind, the truth of all the thoughts, the truth of the very mind, nothing but consciousness. You have to repeatedly see this fact. And gradually you have to repeat understanding it. You have to see how it is this truth is the only truth of everything also. There's no Ishvara other than the truth. The whole cosmos is Ishvara. It is everything. So where am I? I'm not even here. How can I say I'm the doer? See, when you say wave is water, there's no wave. All the wave is dissolved in water. And how can it say wave's movement? Isn't it? So wave is water means wave's movement all this water. Water only. You can't say water moves. Wave is water. Wave's movement is also water. Water doesn't move, but wave's movement is not possible without the water. Your movement is water. You can't say, no, what can't you say? The water moves. Okay, wave doesn't move. Can you say wave, water moves then? No, water doesn't move. What is movement then? Movement is water. I don't call movement as water's movement. There's no possible connection. I say movement is water. Is it clear? Similarly, I am Atma. All the actions are Atma. All results of actions are of Atma. Enjoyership is Atma. Doership is Atma. All that is there is only Atma. Atma is not anything. Atma is free from everything, but all, everything is Atma. Have you answered, Meenaji?
Yes, thank you very much, Swaminiji. Thank you.
I answered the question. Without the Atma, the body would not be able to do any action. Yet, the fruits of those actions are not attributed to the Atma. That's why I explained. Is it clear now? Let us see the verse and stop the class. Yasya sarve samarambhah kama sankalpa varjitah jnanagnidagdha karmanam tamahuf panditam budhah. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namah Harihi Om.